When Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew to Galilee. He left Nazareth and went to live in Capernaum by the sea, in the region of Zebulun and Naphtali, that what had been said through Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled. Land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali, the way to the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people who sit in darkness have seen a great light. On those dwelling in a land overshadowed by death, light has arisen. From that time on, Jesus began to preach and say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." He went around all of Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and curing every disease and illness among the people. His fame spread to all of Syria, and they brought to him all who were sick with various diseases and racked with pain, those who were possessed, lunatics, and paralytics, and he cured them. And great crowds from Galilee, the Decapolis, Jerusalem, and Judea, and from beyond the Jordan followed him. The Gospel of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, how do we know that we are no longer growing in the spiritual life? And indeed, maybe not just not growing, but that we're actually going backwards spiritually. It's when we cease to be converted, when we're not on the path to conversion. Because if we're drawing close to our Lord, He's going to bring us from glory to glory, from grace to grace, as St. Paul says. But there's something to be said why our Lord's first word were repent, but we have a translation, we hear that word in English. When you hear repent, what do you first think of? My first thought when I read that last night was, oh man, I got to try harder, I got to do more, you know, I'm not doing enough. When our Lord says repent, He more literally says be converted. The spiritual life is not first and foremost active. It is not our efforts. It is first and foremost passive. It's always our Lord coming to us. So when our Lord says, be converted, He's saying, not change your hearts, but allow me to transform your hearts. Allow me into your life ever more deeply, and you will change. My brothers and sisters, I'm reading this really beautiful little spiritual work, and it says numerous times, the author goes back to one of the primary points and says, the goal of human life is to be loved. The goal of human life is to be loved. When we allow our Lord to love us with His perfect love, we will be perfectly converted. Why aren't we all right now living saints? Because we're not allowing Him to love us as He desires. If we would let His love into the deepest recesses of our hearts, we would be changed. Because there is nothing more powerfully effective than love. Nothing more transformative. I remember one time going to my spiritual director. And I can't even remember what it was particularly. But I kept, you know, I was one of those guys going to confession. And I'm going to say the same thing I said last month and the month before. And I said, Father, why do I keep doing that? Why do I fall in the same way every single time? And He said, because there is an aspect of God's love that you have not yet discovered. There's a way that He's trying to love you, but you won't allow Him to, and so you seek to fill that portion of your heart with something of this world. If you would just allow Him to love you, your heart would be satiated, and you wouldn't seek anything else. My brothers and sisters, it is one of the most difficult things to allow ourselves to be loved. We're much better at loving others, but the reality is we cannot love as we're called to unless we first allow ourselves to be loved. Love is always a response from God who is love. And yet from the very beginning, Adam and Eve put a wall up. They said, gosh, I don't know if I can trust your love completely. Are you really going to love me entirely? I'm just not quite sure. And every single one of us is like that. We have up all these walls and defenses. And the process of conversion, it's saying, okay, Lord, I'm going to allow you in a little bit more. Even that part of myself that I don't think could ever possibly be loved. Even that sin that I keep going back, gosh, can you really love me even there? Let's ask our Lord as we hear His words today, His command, be converted, that we ask Him for the grace to open our hearts completely to the love that He has for us.